soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see.
Amen. Let's sing about Jesus again. Number 125 in your white hymnal, 125. I think you need to stand for this.
Behold, what manner of man is this who stands between God and man? His eyes are as a flame of fire, his fan is in his hand. John saw him in the seven churches as the sun in brilliancy. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he? He's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning.
King of kings and Lord of lords, we exalt you, Jesus. Worthy Lord, worthy Lord. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, God, you've called us to your presence tonight. We bless you, Jesus, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, behold what manner of man. We read that from John 1, right? We beheld his glory. We want to do that tonight. Lord, would you show us your glory that we might behold you? Jesus, we desire to see you high and lifted up, Lord. We desire to see you in the beauty of holiness. So, Lord, open our eyes. Dear Jesus, remove scales, dear God, veil that would dim our eyes tonight. We desire a clearer vision of you and your glory. Jesus, and Lord, in every aspect, as we've sung here, each of us in a place of need tonight, you're sufficient to meet every need, God, every need. And so we come, Lord Jesus, we bow before you. We pray you'd accomplish your will and purpose in us. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We praise you, O God. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord God, we heard a testimony from the cottage this morning. This was shared in our meeting. Brother Andrew shared some with me after. And many of these children have opened their hearts to the Lord and have made a statement of faith and wanting Jesus to live in their hearts, to take away their sin, to save them. And, you know, sometimes we could, our impulse might be, well, that's cute. Isn't that nice? And I think that maybe they may not just grasp it all. Well, they don't, and nor do we. But Jesus says, let them come to me, for such is the kingdom of God. God does a work in young hearts. There are many here tonight who have a testimony that said, when I was that age, God met me. And it held. It's not something that faded or forgotten or was just something cute in a moment at a camp or in a Sunday school class. But God met you. And so we're going to believe that tonight. God met them. And we're told that the Holy Spirit seals this work for us. The Holy Spirit is able to do that in a child as well. And so, God, we pray you would seal that work. And those in the village, dear Jesus, who have come to you in a greater way, a deeper way, the surrender, Lord, some that are being saved, some that are recommitting their lives, some that are dedicating themselves and surrendering themselves to you. God, we pray that this isn't just an earthly thing. This isn't just a temporal thing, but you have promised in your word that you would seal us. You would give us a guarantee by your Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, we pray that this would not be just something that comes and goes. It was a passing moment. But this is something that you are engraving deep in their hearts. This is something that has changed their lives, which will impact them for eternity. And so, God, we believe you. We stand on your word. We ask, Lord, your continued blessing upon them, even tonight. Dear Jesus, we ask that you would pour out your spirit, God. We need you here in this room, in the cottage, in the village, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit in bunk devotions tonight, God. We pray that you would move in a dynamic way. Lord, so we open our hearts to you. We thank you for your promises and your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. You may be seated. Let's sing 119 also in the Red Book. I know many of us are very familiar. I'm sorry, the White Book. Many of us are very familiar with the Red Book. Maybe you sing it still in your churches, or it's something that you were raised on and you sang most of your life. But in the White Book, they're a little bit less familiar, and they're really precious. And so we kind of lean a little bit toward that while we're here to sing songs that maybe we normally don't. But 119, let's sing that. And then feel free to share testimony or whatever God might lay on your heart. Jesus. Nail pierced hand than to be.
receipt 481.
So glad that we have guests and staff that have come from China. You have blessed us in so many ways. Some of you may not know some of the history. There's a lot of story. But out of our church fellowship, which is where camp was birthed from, we had missionaries to Taiwan and were into China and that region and those nations and for many, many years. I remember them when I was a child, so most of them are not with us anymore. They're in heaven. But there was a connection that was made to the people there, pastors and ministries. We have one missionary, Sister Gerda Bacher. Would anybody know how old she is? She's in her 90s now? 86. Oh, she's young. And she still travels overseas, and she holds camps and conferences for ministers. And do you all know Sister Gerda? Yeah, sure. And she lives in Queens, and we get to see her every so often. We have meetings there. And just a dear, humble, godly woman who loves Jesus. And just in her very simple way, when she speaks, you hear the voice of God, and God does powerful things. And so through connections like that over many years, decades, there's been an association here in the States as well, in Maryland and Texas and California and New York, and I'm sure other places, but many of them come to camp now. They actually begin our season, the churches from China. And the week before we come, they have a week here at camp, and they fill this camp. There's very little room here, and they're into the sides, and they begin very early in the morning in prayer and seeking God, and they have meetings all through the day and evening, and God meets, from what I'm told. I've not been able to come for that, but we hear testimonies of what God does here, and then many of them come from overseas, and they fly into the city and drive up to camp, and when they're done, they drive back to the city and fly right home. That's a long trip to come to Brant Lake. But many of them stay, and they serve here, and they minister here, and we're so thankful what you bring with you in the presence of God and your desire for God, and it's a great blessing to us, and so thank you all. I was told today by our sister, Daphne, that my English is good, so they can understand me. I said I practice. But we're blessed. We're blessed. We're so glad that you're here. I pray God's blessing on you through the time that you are serving.